All right, that is the end. We have reached the end. We've gotten reviews of all the songs. It's your turn to pitch a product, Micah. What was the name of that artist that you liked?
Stan Rogers. Guys, come on. So, okay, specifically.
There we go.
Stan Rogers, The Idiot, is a really incredible song. If you don't want to go in for the whole, like, I have to figure out whether this unreliable narrator should be trusted, or like, does the song have an external agenda outside the narrator? If you're not into that whole intellectual, cerebral stuff, the Mary Ellen Carter is the song about, it's about a ship that sinks and the crew decides to raise the ship. And it becomes a metaphor for overcoming whatever obstacle in your life. And it's like it's a very on the nose song, but it's so good. I'll just say it right now. It's maybe the greatest song ever written is the Mary Ellen Carter by Stan Rogers. And obviously Ryan is going to disagree with me on that because he has no heart, because he is just a cold electric guitar playing, backing vocal, singing.
Yeah. Let's get this straight. It's not just the heart. I'm dead inside all over. It's the liver. It's the kidneys. The liver has been damaged terribly, terribly, terribly.
Especially the liver.
Yeah, the heart, the soul, the everything, just gone for years. So yeah, you're probably right about that. No, I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a listen.
So I'm going to say listen to Stan Rogers, and I'm going to say join a choir because it will improve your singing. It is a wonderful social activity. You get to meet other cool musical people who you might be able to collaborate with, and some evidence suggests that you will live longer.
How much pitch editing and is okay in the choir? Because I would need it terribly.
Here's the thing. You guys have complained about my pitchy vocals like all the time. Right?
What? That doesn't sound like us.
Would we? That doesn't sound like us.
So I sing in this choir. It's like 90 people, and it's a lot of music teachers. It's a lot of church musicians. It's a lot of people who sang throughout college and just want to keep singing. So it's at a pretty high level, and I am far from the best singer in this choir. But I pull my weight for sure. I mean, in a, like 90 singers, that's a great thing. It's like in a choir of 90 singers, the weight that you have to pull is like not that much weight. So yeah, and singing in tune with a bunch of other people who are also singing is so much easier than singing in tune in your bedroom with your headphones on, listening to a recorded track. So do it, Ryan. Join a choir.
Is it easier to sing in tune, or do they just overwhelm my out of tuniness?
Probably a little bit of both.
Okay. All right. That's all good.
Those are my shout outs for today.
Okay.
What about you, Ryan? You got any shout outs?
I'll do the Pat ones. Thank you so much, Lunkhead, for all of your work. Lunkhead is also doing Narine. I mean, not arranging Narine, but he is performing in Narine, probably under Berkeley Social Scene and definitely with Marison, and just cranking out great songs there while he's also managing Songfight. Thank you so much, Nivius, for doing all that great work on such short notice. He does those turnarounds like on time. He's just amazing, amazing work, Nivius. Thank you so much. Let's see. Special shout out to my husband. Thank you for all your love and support. Thank you, Brian. And shout out to Alice. And I think that's it for me. Any from anybody else?
I'd like to thank my wife for taking our son on the church field trip so that I could stay here. I'm sitting in my church office in the dark and recording this with you guys. She's great. And I'd like to thank Stan Rogers for writing two of the greatest songs
of all
time.
God damn it.
As we have discussed, you guys asked. Come on. And I would like to thank you two gentlemen for having me. And it's always a great pleasure to sit down and talk with you guys about these cool songs.
Yeah, thanks. Maybe we'll see you in a few months. Who knows?
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we will catch you on the flippy flop. I got to say it this time, Ryan.